You're listening to SBS News.
France's President Emmanuel Macron appears to have achieved a diplomatic coup, with Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif joining the G7 gathering in Biarritz. The French president was hoping to ease tensions between the United States and Iran after the US pulled out of a joint nuclear deal and reimposed sanctions on Iran, which responded by stopping oil tankers in the Straits of Hormuz. It's the 45th G7 summit, with leaders from the United States, Canada, Britain, France, Japan, Germany and Italy in attendance. On the agenda this year, along with Iran's nuclear deal, were topics including Brexit and the trade war between China and the US. Also discussed were concerns over the ongoing trade issues between China and the US. US President Donald Trump says China trade officials have now contacted him seeking a solution.
China called last night our top trade people and said, let's get back to the table. So we'll be getting back to the table, and I think they want to do something. They've been hurt very badly, but they understand this is the right thing to do, and I have great respect for it. This is a very positive development for the world.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison also held talks on the sidelines of the summit, with Donald Trump, German Chancellor Angela Merkel and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe discussing Australia's contribution to the US-led effort to protect shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. Mr. Morrison also seized the moment to push for action against extremist material on social media.
In the hands of terrorists and in the hands of those who would seek to do others harm, it can be quite a weapon, and it's very important that we ensure that the rules that apply in the physical world apply in the digital world as well. It's one of the biggest changes we've seen in the global economy, and it's important that our systems keep up with those changes.
Along with the trade war between the US and China, the G7 also highlighted problems faced by Japan after South Korea scrapped its military intelligence sharing agreement with Japan. This G7 was also the first summit attended by British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who met European Union President Donald Tusk to discuss Brexit. Boris Johnson also met Scott Morrison and discussed a possible post-Brexit trade deal between the UK and Australia. Associate Professor Felix Patrickiff from the Australian Institute of International Affairs says little consensus was reached on that and many other issues at this summit.
All of these various players have been tiptoeing very carefully around one another, and clearly there's very, very little agreement or very little common cause, which might actually beg the question, is the G7 worth continuing as an organisation, or has it outlived its usefulness?
Professor Patrickiff says it may be time for the G7 to analyse how it can move forward and be more inclusive of the changing power dynamics in the world. He says Russia and China need to be included in order for the summit to remain relevant.
Russia was basically suspended from the G8 in 2014 when they annexed Crimea. And China has never been there, but as the second largest economy, it really should be a participant. But of course, the G7 is based on common values, and that's why its usefulness seems to have really lost its way. Common values are not very evident in the way in which these various partners are dealing with one another.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.